Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you made your resolutions, and now a few months has passed, and have you fallen off the wagon? Has Super Bowl and Oscar parties and all of these things come around that you say, okay, you know what, I'll jump back on tomorrow? What do you need to do to really renew your resolutions and to keep them strong and keep you motivated? Is it mindset? What is it? My guest is Dr. Barbara Bushman. She's a professor at Missouri State University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bushman. So how do we renew our resolutions? What is the mindset we have to put ourselves in to get ourselves back into that, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to exercise, whatever it is we decided?
Well, I think one of the real factors we need to think about is setback is not a permanent derailment. It's just a setback. And that we can start back, we can start over, or maybe we can start for the first time with renewed vigor, and we can progress from where we're at. So it's never a lost cause at any point in time.
So first we decide that it's not a lost cause, that it's a setback. It doesn't mean we throw up the whole year and wait again. So what do we do first? Do you believe in writing goals down? Do you believe in journaling? What is it you think works the best?
I think definitely setting out what your goals are, because if you don't know where you want to go, how can you really develop an effective plan to get there? Because it's an undetermined location. And when we're looking at goal setting, we like to look at SMART goals. And actually, in one of the new American College of Sports Medicine publications, they've moved from SMART to SMART. So let me tell you what the characteristics that we look for in effective goals. First of all, we want them to be specific. So we need to be precise. So rather than saying, I want to get in shape, which is pretty open-ended, let's look at, okay, this week I want to agree with myself that I'm going to set aside 10 minutes before work and after work, and I'm going to go for a brisk walk. So something that's specific. It's also measurable, so it should be quantifiable rather than more subjective. Action-oriented is the A of the SMARTs, so what needs to actually be done. Realistic, we want to have something that's achievable. So rather than someone who's just starting out saying, you know, by next month I want to be ready to run a marathon, let's look at a gradual progression. The T is for timely. So we should have a time constraint. So what am I going to do this week? What am I going to do this month? And then the last S is self-determined, so that we're determining where we're wanting to go rather than someone else trying to put goals on top of us.
Do you think it's a good idea to tell people about your goals? Because you say self-determined, and if you tell people sometimes, especially where weight loss is concerned, and then you're out to dinner with friends, they say, should you be eating that? Aren't you supposed to be on a diet? Hey, you know, those kinds of things, and they can be very demotivating.
Well, hopefully we're looking at positive social support. If I'm looking at an exercise program, having social support or even within a nutritional plan where everyone's on board, but it has to be support and not a nagging situation. And where that line is may depend on your relationship with that person. I know my husband's has diabetes, and that's something that we work on together, and it's a positive rather than me saying, oh, I don't think you should be eating that. But rather things that we do together to promote healthy eating.
Okay, so you want that positive reinforcement. You want to set your SMARTs goals. You want to write them down and be very specific so that you can achieve them. And then what? How do you talk yourself into it? You set these goals. You tell people you really are ready. But how do you get yourself up off the couch and say, okay, this is enough is enough? Or you open the refrigerator and there's still some crap left in there, and you just don't touch it. You make a salad instead. How do you motivate?
Well, and researchers have actually looked at what individuals that have been successful in sticking with their resolutions, the type of activities they did. One was counter conditioning, and that just means I'm going to replace an undesired activity with something that I'm wanting to change and move toward. So rather than maybe sitting with a friend and watching television, I'm going to go out and we're going to go out walking together. Rather than having that high-fat food option, I may be replacing that with more fruits and vegetables. So taking something that's incompatible, if you will, with the behavior that I'm trying to decrease. So that's one way to look at it. Another is fading, where I take away the, whatever the undesired behavior is slowly. So that sort of goes in line with the idea of an exercise program that I'm progressing gradually. So I'm going to start off where the person's current fitness level is, and then I'm going to move up from there. So rather than starting out something that's extremely intense and that might be discouraging, let's go in a stepwise fashion, just like you would do with a person that you may be working at in a personal training environment.
Okay, so you gradually progress. You pick the exercise, of course, that you like, because if you pick something that you really hate, you're not going to stick with it for longer than about one or two times. My daughter and I put on a yoga tape because neither of us had ever really done yoga. And we did it, and it was fun doing it together. So having a buddy is another way that you can kind of keep that motivation and positive reinforcement going, right?
Definitely. Having an exercise partner to do the activity with can be motivating. You know, if you know that person is going to be waiting for you at the gym, or if you're going out walking, they're waiting for you at the park, a little more motivating to make sure that you're getting out of bed and getting your shoes on and heading out the door.
And do you like journaling, Dr. Bushman? Do you like keeping track of everything you do, everything you eat, for at least a little while so that you're accountable to nobody but yourself?
I think it's a very good idea to track where you're at, as long as you're also reflecting back. And I always recommend to people, I still, for years, if you asked me, you know, 15 years ago, what did you do for your exercise on this day, I'd be able to look up in my day planner and tell you. So I'm a person that does that. And then I recommend to people, when you're flipping the calendar, whether we may not have paper calendars we're flipping over anymore or within our electronic devices, to reflect back over the previous month. Because sometimes our memory is a little rosier than the actual activities that may have occurred. So let's look. How many times per week did I really hit aerobic activity? Did I meet sort of the guidelines of at least 3 to 5 days per week? Was I including resistance training at least 2 or 3 days per week? Did I do some stretching activities? So if I'm looking back over a week by week, I've got 4 weeks in the previous month, and then I can go ahead and I can also link that with my goals. What might I need to focus on differently in the upcoming month to make sure that I'm progressing toward my goals by reflecting back on where I've been? So I think that idea of creating some sort of a written or documented record is really helpful to sort of be honest with ourselves.
We only have about a minute left, Dr. Bushman, but also, as you point out, journaling. Now there are so many apps on the market that you can help you to keep track of the calories you're eating and the miles you're logging or the steps that you're taking, all of these different ways. So technology can help in this motivation too, can't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, everyone's going to have their comfort level on whether they like the electronic versus just, you know, putting it down on a piece of paper. But having that mindset of I'm being prepared to change, I have the ability to change, and I have the self-efficacy to overcome barriers that may come along, all of those are going to come together along with the journaling to make sure I'm moving forward. And those resolutions that may have been made 3 months ago, I can renew those resolutions and I can achieve them here in the upcoming year.
Certainly good words to live by. If you need to renew those resolutions, go ahead and set those SMART goals. You know, make them specific and measurable. Make sure you set your goals out so that you can then achieve them. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.